Spain paid very little attention to the construction and development of a good colonial transportation system. In this video, we're going to talk about some of the reasons why, and in part two, we'll talk more specifically about Mexico. In pre-Hispanic Mesoamerica, transport was done either by human porters or by canoe or raft, all of which, of course, greatly limited the possibilities of large regional markets or economies of scale. Robert Drennan in 1984 notes, "Any attempt to import food from farther away than 500 kilometers overland must result in a net energy loss to the importers. This is true whether the bearers carry their own food or forage along the way." Capital cities in Spanish America were most often hugely fortified garrisons and administrative centers. They were located in places that weren't favorable to an efficient transportation system. For instance, they were often on elevated plateaus to escape tropical diseases, as well as to protect New World markets from foreign incursions. Unfortunately, this also made transportation between the coastal ports and the highland cities much more difficult. So why did Spain pay so little attention to infrastructure and transportation? One reason might be that most of the exports from Spanish America tended to be precious metals, that is, high-volume, low-volume goods. This made transport by mule sufficient in most cases. Thus, there was less reason to spend money on making roads accessible to wheeled vehicles. Also, the maintenance and construction of roads was increasingly expensive throughout the colonial period. Early roads were often constructed by wealthy individuals with quote-unquote free Indian labor. The Spanish king passed laws making it illegal to use indigenous populations as slave labor. For this reason, the colonists continued to rely on Indian labor to construct and maintain roads and bridges, but less of it was done because of this increased expense. Ortiz Hernan notes, "In the 18th century, the colonial authorities used indigenous labor as the only way of repairing bridges and roads. Given this, at least in part, road repairs were few and inadequate in the majority of the cases." One of the colonial institutions that was in charge of constructing and maintaining roads was the consulado. And just to give you a little background on what the consulado was, this was an institution that started around the 13th century in Spain. It was a maritime tribunal and guild involved in the protection of property rights, ships, and cargo against piracy and other depredations. So the consulados consisted of wealthy merchants who dominated Spanish oceanic trade, and there were three of them to start with. First was Seville in 1543, Mexico City in 1594, and Lima in 1613. And this was not a government agency, but they worked closely with the Spanish monarchy. They formed commercial monopolies in America and over the centuries steadily accumulated financial and political power. The colonial consulados in Lima and Mexico City functioned as commercial tribunals, sometimes tax collectors, and they were in charge of construction and maintenance of roads. A combination of negligence and lack of money, however, meant that the construction and maintenance of roads often did not happen. Ortiz Hernan points to the Mexico City consulado as a good example of this. He states, "The Mexico City Consulado waited 2 centuries to assume this obligation, that is, the construction and maintenance of roads, and even then did it with a certain parsimony." In the late 1700s, public investment began to be viewed differently, notably as a sign of good government. It was also this time that the consulados began to point out the difference between British and Spanish institutions. For instance, a member of one of the new consulados in Veracruz, Mexico, noted, "The wharfs of London and Amsterdam are dignified monuments for posterity of what commerce creates when buttressed by government support." In the late colonial period, the Spanish king was desperate for more revenue. There seemed to be a growing recognition that a better transportation system in Mexico could mean more trade and thus more tariffs. To increase the efficiency of the transportation system, the king created new consulados and entrusted them with the construction and maintenance of roads in their regions. They were to pay for these tasks with the revenue collected from a new import-export tariff, usually ranging from 0.5 to 1.5%. Gabriel Paquet notes, however, that these revenues were insufficient to fund the projects that the consulados had planned, and in general, was too little and too late. The end of the colonial period was nearing.